Greetings, everyone, and welcome to Sundays with Sucharita, our free weekly program offered through Palai Center. My name is Sucharita, and it is Sunday, June 22nd, 2014, and it is a special Sunday in that we're all coming together to find out what the time energies are going to be doing for us this coming week. And also we have our Vedic astrologer, Radha, joining us today, and she's going to talk about the sun moving into Gemini. It transited last weekend on Father's Day, which was very auspicious because, as we talked about last week, the sun represents the father, it represents your soul. And so that was a really powerful time to connect with your father's soul, whether he's alive or gone to other heavenly realms, and then pray for his soul to be at peace, and then for you to receive some blessings. So Radha was spending time with her family, and she had said, for sure, I will give the transit of the sun into Gemini today. So that's what's going to happen, and then we're going to talk about the power times, or time shaktis, or time energies, that if you don't do anything this week other than tune in on those couple of days, you'll get tremendous blessings. And we'll find out more about that once we open the call for the open discussion. So what I would like to share with you right now is, first of all, welcome those who are joining for the first time. This program has been running for the past few months, and there's a blog, as you know. When you signed up, then you got access to the blog, and you can listen to recordings from the past, and a lot of the questions that people ask during the weekly calls, they've been gone over in depth in previous calls. So you're welcome to just at your leisure listen to whatever resonates with you, and then you can get the answers there. I'll do my best to share what I can here and then redirect if I need to. And then also it's really powerful because the members who have been joining us since its inception have been really inviting us all to tune in to tips and tools that they use that are really valuable for them, and then also to share and support in everyone's progress as we're moving through each month with the natural and being in the natural alignment with the sun. Because, as I mentioned, the sun represents our soul. So we're in alignment with our goals and what our mind says every day, because the moon changes every day. That represents your mind. So you don't want to run here and run there with the mind, because then we'll be like kids in a candy store where we just want everything, and then we get a big bag, take it home, and then we think, oh, I want the one back at the store. So that's what we want to try to stop in our lives, is these sort of obsessive neurotic thoughts, as Dr. Palai calls them, where we think that it's going to give us fulfillment and purpose, and we'll have these wonderful experiences that are long-lasting when we have these neurotic thoughts going on and on and on that are coming from who knows, maybe previous lifetimes, maybe the planets now are impacting us, and so they're making us to think these thoughts, and we've evolved a little bit and said, I don't really want to do that. And that's what Dr. Palai is all about, is to be, he wants us to be totally, totally alert to what kinds of thoughts are going to come. So then when we are in alignment with the sun's energy, for 30 days we can plan what we want to manifest in those 30 days. And as Radha has in the past, she shared with us what to focus on. So the area in our life that we're going to focus on, she will talk about, and it's with respect to the third house matters in Gemini, the sign that the sun is transiting in, and then what that means. What area of our life should we focus on that will give us the benefits of using our energy naturally. So we're in a natural alignment with the sun's energy, and then it reveals to us what our soul's purpose is for this month. Instead of saying, oh, we want this, we want that, and no, I don't want to do this. That's fine, we can do that, but we won't be using that energy wisely and then manifesting. So try it out for this month, since if you're joining for the first time and you haven't been, you don't really know what this is all about, then you can try it for this month. Those people who have been joining and you've been kind of flip-flopping around, as we all have, because there's so much going on at Pillai Center all the time, you know, let's try to really focus and see what we can manifest in this next month. So let's get into a state of receptivity now. We'll have a meditation. I'll guide you through some empowerments so that you can get the most out of today. Today's energy is the 11th moon, 11th waning moon, so it's going down towards the new moon. So it was full a couple weeks ago, and now it's going into the last phase of the phases of the waning cycle, so getting smaller so that you don't see it, and then that becomes the new moon. So again, what we spoke about previously was on a waning moon cycle, you can get rid of thoughts and patterns of behavior, things in our life that are cluttering our closets, our cars, our desks, our offices. You can lose weight during this period easier than if you started during a waxing moon cycle. So those are kind of the practical things that you want to focus on. You can get rid of ill health. You can get rid of bad finances by putting savings consciousness into your mind and into your awareness every day. So Ekadashi is 11th moon waning, and that's where we can get the blessings of Lord Vishnu to help us to protect our manifestations, attract projects or work opportunities or business opportunities or customers into our business, new clients, that will make our life a lot more fun, because Vishnu is all about fun on the earth plane. He wants you to enjoy having a life here. And then as you're enjoying your life, you're also doing your spiritual practices and everything is in balance. So he will protect your manifestations and he will help you to stay on track with your spiritual path. And then one of the great things that Dr. Pillai shared about Vishnu is that you can pray for a money miracle. So on this day, if you fast, meaning that you can have just some juices and a little bit of fruit, something to keep your blood sugar up for the day, maybe some soups or something like broth. You can have that. You don't have to, but if you really want to tune into Vishnu's energy, you should try it on the 11th moon. It doesn't happen, it happens every couple of times a month. So that's not going to harm your health to do it from sunrise to sunset today. So if you didn't do it, like I'm in India now and the day is over, the sun is set, I managed to remember to fast, so I did. And I couldn't believe that I was actually praying to Lord Vishnu to not make me hungry and distracted. And then I didn't even think about it after that. So I was able to just get through it, and then I just finished teaching a couple of hours of meditation, people coming here to the place where I am, and we took them through meditation as well. And I thought, oh my gosh, I'm going to be so tired and, not able to focus. And, it was just the divine keeping me going. So it really is a kind of a fun practice to do. Even if you can do it for a couple of hours in the day that you would normally be eating, maybe, you can skip a meal, something like that. Just try it out. if you get dizzy and you feel nauseous or sick, then that's not a good idea. Eat something. So do it with that in mind, that if it's something you've never done before, then just try it for a part of the day. If it's something you have done before, enjoy. There's a lot of energy coming in. So, and it's also great because at the level of the soul, when you're not distracted by food or drinking coffee, you know, agitating the system, or going out and socializing, when you're, you know, focusing on eating less, and it's quite natural for the divine to enter because you're not busy digesting and resting and running around and all that other stuff. You go more internally, and that's what happens on the waning cycle, is we go more inside. So naturally, we're all wanting to get the answers from within. And how we do that, as Dr. Pillai says, you can do it through mantra, you can do it through remedies or rituals. Some people participate in fire labs offered through Pillai Center. You can do that as well, and that will help you to tune into Vishnu's energy as well. Is he outside of us? Yes. Is he inside of us? Absolutely. So we want to feel it inside. So we're going to have that experience now where we're going to feel Vishnu's energy enlivening our brain. So the feedback I got from the meditation session I just did now was the people were like, oh my God, that's really powerful, and I felt like I was going to fall over. So I'm just sharing with you, if you've never done this kind of meditation before, be prepared to, you know, sit in a seat that you're not going to fall over, or sit on the floor with some padding, cushion or something. Not to say that it's going to blow your head up or anything like that. But it will kind of make you feel, it might make some of us feel a little bit dizzy if we've never experienced this kind of empowerment. And don't be scared either that it's going to do that to you. You know, I'm just giving you a heads up. It's different for everyone. Nobody fell over today, and nobody, you know, they just felt like that. It was like that letting go of everything. So you mentally, you will want to just shake yourself free of patterns of thinking or being stuck in the past. You know, our past is behind us. We cannot do anything about it except learn from it. That's all. And then we just let it go, like we would put the garbage out to the curb, as we've mentioned lots of times before. And we're actually going to put our brain garbage or mind garbage out to the curb today as well. There's a powerful pradosham coming up on a Tuesday here in India. So if you're on this side of the world, it's actually both sides of the world. I'm looking at both calendars. So pradosham means a window of time to dump anything that is no longer serving your highest and best good. And if you need to get rid of things, get rid of them. If you need to clear your mind on this day. It's so, so powerful. We'll talk more about that. But I'll take you through this meditation where you're going to experience it. So then you can maybe listen to it on that day as well. And then a new moon is coming up. Tarpanam for the ancestors. We've talked about that lots. We'll share about it again once the call opens up to the open discussion. So, thanks for joining those people who need to go. You can listen to the recording, of course, at your any time after. I think it'll be posted today, tonight. Latest tomorrow, Monday. Enjoy your week, and you can find out through the blog what's lying ahead as far as empowering days to tune in your lives and live a divine life. So slowly, slowly come back, and I'm going to invite Radha, our astrologer, to share with us about the sun transit. that we just had last week and what that means to every one of us in the coming weeks. Okay, I'll just open the line here. Rod, are you there? Radha?
Hi, can you hear me?
I can hear you, Radha. How are you?
Okay, great. Good. Thank you. I really enjoyed the meditation.
Oh, good. Thanks for joining us.
Yeah, I missed you guys last week, but I had family visiting. So I'm glad to be here today and talk a little bit about astrology.
And great. Go ahead.
Yes, okay. I'm just changing phones really quickly because the battery is low.
Oh, sure.
But, okay. Great. So last Sunday on the 15th, Father's Day. Can you hear me on this one?
It's kind of a little bit far away, Radha.
Okay. Is this better?
Hello? Radha? Okay. So Radha's, while Radha gets set up with the phone, then we can share a little bit about maybe if someone has anything that they want to share, they can press *6. That's how it goes. And then you can ask a question if you'd like, or maybe share what your experience has been today or some other time when you were listening to another call or meditation. Is that something that someone wants to do?
Good morning, Chucharita. This is Nanuchka.
Hey, how are you, Nanuchka?
I'm doing well, thank you. The image that you gave in the meditation just now of allowing, you know, the protective and clearing energy to expand out into our world was a very powerful image for me. I really imagine myself carrying that with me throughout the day, every day, as I, you know, go about my business. So thank you for that. That really impacted me profoundly.
Great.
So that was all I had to share. I was kind of hoping that would take up the time needed.
It did, actually. I just got a ping, and she's ready. So is that okay?
Oh, okay, good. So that worked out well.
Thanks, Nanuchka.
Sure.
All right, we'll talk to you after. Okay.
Bye-bye.
So, Radha, are you here? Radha, can you hear me okay?
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes, can. Yay!
Okay, yeah, sorry about that.
No worries.
Had a little technical problems with my phones there.
That's okay.
Okay, it sounds like that was good timing. So last Sunday, the sun entered Gemini, and sun is going to be in Gemini from last week until July 16th, and sun is going to be activating Gemini. And because Gemini is the third house, the natural third house of the zodiac, sun is going to activate third house areas of life. And an interesting thing is that Mercury is in Gemini at this time, too, with the sun. And Mercury is the overlord of Gemini. So Mercury is like the owner of Gemini. So Mercury is very strong. And Mercury is actually retrograde right now, and I know I have a friend who, he doesn't follow Vedic astrology, but he reads like the Western astrology in the newspaper a lot, and every time Mercury goes into retrograde, he goes, oh, he feels like it's a terrible thing, and he's like, oh no, Mercury's in retrograde. But actually learning more about Vedic astrology, I don't feel that negatively towards it. Retrograde just means extra powerful. And I think one's experience of Mercury in retrograde does depend on how strong Mercury is in your chart. And it's true if you have a weak Mercury in your chart, once it goes retrograde, you're probably going to feel the negative effects of that more. And so it would be a good time to do some Mercury remedies. And actually, it's great that we're even talking about this today, because today, as Sucrita mentioned, is the 11th waning moon, which is Vishnu's power time. And Vishnu's the overlord of Mercury. So, you know, if you do a remedy for Vishnu, he can help with, a weak Mercury. But anyway, so Mercury is very strong. Mercury is in his own house. That means he's in his own element. He just functions at very high efficiency. He's really expressing himself well, and the sun is there. The sun is our soul. The sun is all intelligence and a huge amount of light, and so the sun is putting a lot of intelligence in there. And Gemini is the zodiac that has the greatest range of energies. The name in Sanskrit is Mithuna, and the symbol is a woman with a musical instrument called a lute and a man with a club. So that symbol shows us how Gemini is encompassing a great range of energies, because a beautiful woman with a musical instrument is very refined, and then a man with a club is like representing like a really brutal type energy. So Gemini gives us the ability to be really flexible, open-minded, versatile. People with a strong Gemini are usually interested in a great many things, and have a lot of hobbies. They could be like a jack of all trades, master of none sometimes. And so this is a good time to like embrace versatility, flexibility, trying new things. And the Gemini is the third house, the natural third house of the zodiac, which has to do with hobbies, and it has to do with taking risks and having courage. And also it's activating it has to do with our brothers and sisters or our peers and siblings and peers and short journeys, actually. The third house also has to do with communication. And since Mercury is a great planet of communication and intelligence, this is there's really a lot of energy for increasing our intelligence, for being more organized, for doing well at business, and to plan new things. Mercury shows our mental orientation, and Mercury allows us to analyze and be oriented towards information and communication. And definitely Mercury is a planet of business as well. So this is a time when we can have more determination and energy and courage to go out there and accomplish things. It could be a good time to commit to something and to do things that require good communication, like writing and persuading and selling, doing business activities for your business, Gemini does have to do with music, art, and dance. So if that's something that you like, that's also getting activated this time. It would be good to be careful not to have conflicts with our peers. And it's really good to remember not to communicate when you're angry. Just wait on sending that email until the anger passes. And so it could be a creative time, a time of being busy, of being interested in many things. So it's a good time. So it's a good thing not to get overwhelmed by trying to do too many different activities. So let's see here. And let's see. I think that's about it that I have to say on that. Maybe Sucrita, I don't know if you have anything to add on that or on the Mercury retrograde.
Yeah, that was really helpful. It kind of triggered what my focus is going to be. It was triggering. Okay, I am going to be going on a short journey, even though I'm already on a long journey from my home place in Toronto. I'm here in India now, and then within India, I'll be going on a short journey. So it's almost like being receptive to the planets. They will actually guide you. So I thought that was quite interesting. And how you were saying about the retrograde, I've heard that so many times, that people get all worried or upset about the retrograde. And, that creates anxiety in the mind. So being in the house of, so even if you think that way, being in its own house, it has the ability to just let go. You know, because it's in an airy sign, like airy meaning air, not Aries, it means that it just can float away in the air. So one moment you can be, as you said, be careful when you're communicating, because if you're mad or you're upset or you're angry, just wait another minute or two. Or maybe even just put the email, like it said, in your draft, and then wait to, you won't have to wait too long. It'll just dissolve away, like float in the air. So even if you do believe that retrograde is not such a great thing, in its own sign, Mercury in its own sign in Gemini, it will help you to just be able to see from both sides. Okay, why am I being triggered? What is that telling about me? Well, I'm sensitive. I'm hypersensitive, or I have to be more diplomatic, or... You know, so we're always trying to improve ourselves. If we get triggered, there's something there that says, hey, you got to learn something here. Otherwise, you're just going to keep repeating the same pattern. And then being in Gemini can help you to see the other point of view. And then take it even further, because as you said, Mercury and Gemini has the ability to be analytical. You can sort of quickly analyze a situation, go, oh, it's just not worth it. It's just not worth it to be triggered and have this go into conflict just to say I'm right and you're wrong, or you're right and I'm wrong, or whatever. So, you can have these quick mental dialogues. And also, Mercury is this planet, and correct me if I'm wrong, it's the playful planet of the zodiac. Is that right, Radha?
Yeah, definitely. Mercury helps us to have a sense of humor.
Yeah,
and Mercury is very quick, can give us a quick mind, a quick intellect.
Yeah, so when you're saying, retrograde also gives us the ability to reflect, right? And just say, you know what, it doesn't really matter, whether this is a good thing or a bad thing. It's not going to do me any good or the other person any good to keep going back and forth and be in conflict. Now, one of the things that I wanted to ask is, how is the Sun and Mercury together in Gemini? What can we do to amplify that? Maybe, like, are we more intuitive because the Sun represents our soul? Or what do you have to say about that?
Yeah, definitely. That's a good point, because the Sun's energy and Mercury energy are really blending a lot. With this transit. And Sun and Mercury together give us a lot of intelligence and a good organization. Being organized, it gives us a lot of skills with business and planning. And so anything with communication, writing, business, having that determination to go and make a living is really supported. They say that the Sun is like the king And then Mercury is like the king's closest advisor, like the prime minister. So, yeah, the sun is ruling. He's the royalty. But then Mercury is like the closest advisor who goes out into the kingdom and gathers unbiased info and then brings it back to the king. You know, kind of like a reporter or and often Sun and Mercury are close together as they transit. They tend to be close together. So often you will find them in the same sign, because Mercury's always going out and then coming back to the king. And you'll see that Mercury becomes retrograde a lot, and then it goes forward, and then retrograde again. It's really common. But he kind of hovers really close to the sun, never gets too far from the sun. And let's see, on July 1st, Mercury will go direct. So.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
Well, that's good. So it's really bringing a lot of intelligence. So whatever it is that we want to get rid of, because now we're on the waning cycle, so we can get rid of stuff and get rid of old thoughts and old habits that we haven't been able to shake. But it also will illuminate our good points, or our strengths. And that, I guess, helps into, as you were saying, like for sales and marketing kinds of things, or strategy, or even promoting ourselves. So maybe even going and, maybe getting involved in a project that will help to bring more attention to our work and what we're doing in our workplace, and then get some recognition for that. So the sun would be really illuminating the areas of our life that we haven't been able to be recognized. And then with Mercury, it can be different areas. So not just like your career, your work, maybe your friends and your... Because Mercury is really social too, right? It's a social planet.
Yeah, definitely.
So we'll be able to... If we've been kind of stuck in the way we communicate with others, maybe that's a little bit freed up now that it's in its own sign, it's happy there. So, yeah, that's pretty much all I have to say about commenting on that. That was really great, Radha. So, in a nutshell, what should we focus our goals on?
I think accomplishing things, determination, and courage, and energy, committing to things, and just good communication.
Awesome. I like it.
Yeah, it's good. And we have a couple interesting things coming up this week, which you mentioned a bit already. But maybe I'll just mention again. You mentioned about today being a really powerful day, which is great that we're meditating together and talking together. But then Tuesday will be a really great time. It's a Pradosham that falls on a Tuesday, and so this means you can clear a lot of debt karma.
Right.
Clear away debts, because Mars rules Tuesday. Maruga is the overlord, and his specialty is getting rid of debt, you know, especially credit card debt. And so doing the Pradosham rituals around sunset on Tuesday will be, you know, you can have that in mind, you know, pour milk over a Shivalinga if you have it, or if not, you can find a smooth stone. And definitely if you have the veil, I would definitely pour milk over that too and pray, you know, pray for the debts to be dissolved.
Absolutely. That's really great.
Yeah, and then, Astrobed is doing some rituals on that, but, you know, some people might want to do those, but then it's also very important just to do the home practice, and very, very powerful.
Mm-hmm. And so the Tirni Lakantam Makaro Sivaya Namah, that meditation is good, or just chanting that mantra, and then also Om Saum Saravana Bhavaya, or you can say Saravana Bhava, those six sounds. And again, there's lots of write-up, as you were saying, Radha, there's lots of write-up on Astrovet about it, Ply Center, you can see it on the blog, the Sundays with Sucharita blog, there's lots of times that we've talked about Lord Maruga and the sounds, and it's so important, people who are on this path with Dr. Pillai, they want to get the third eye open and the light body. And why? Why do we want to do that? Well, it's because then things will happen in a very divine way and fast. compared to what we've been doing. So Murugan, his energy is really powerful on this Tuesday because he helps to protect the third eye. So as we are on our path and we're doing our everyday life, because everybody's so busy with their everyday life, it's hard to bring in our spiritual practice. So you can just imagine the veil, or you can even carry one with you, you know, and especially when you're meditating. You know, when I'm doing the classes here, and maybe we'll talk about it during the calls too, when we're doing the meditations, if you have the veil, hold on to it. Put it in your hand and hold on to it, and you'll just feel this empowerment moving through your, coursing through your, nervous system and lighting it up and activating you. Because that's what Radha was saying about the this month being the time where the sun is giving you the energy and insights to get going, like get out of your rut, take some risks, have the courage, you know. And it doesn't mean like you have to just drop your life and start something over. It's like if you haven't been able to deal with your debt, you know, really go after that. You know, don't be afraid of it. Or if, it's your health, you know, go after ways to deal with your health, to get some naturopathy or acupuncture or something that's, you know, alternative to what you've been doing to help you with your health. Conversely, if you haven't been going towards getting improving your health with your allopathic doctor, go to them if the other things haven't been working. Because the planets and our karmas won't, sometimes it will be good to go to an allopathic doctor, sometimes it won't be. Sometimes it will be better to go to a naturopathic doctor or holistic doctor, and other times it won't. So if whatever has been stopping you from having good health, then try something else. And that's what I mean by the courage, or taking a risk to do something different. Get out of the box. I think we talked about that last week. Getting out of the box that we put our own selves in. And if you haven't listened to that, please go ahead and listen to it. It was a good talk on how we cannot point the finger at anybody, and not even ourselves. We just have to create something else to step into in our lives. So Lord Murugan will help to clear debts, especially credit card debt, ill health, people who have suffered due to, like, maybe secret enemies, they call it. They say secret enemies are people who don't have your well-being or interest at heart. They just are, you know, paying lip service to you, and then they are, you know, not very supportive. And you can feel it, but you just are in shock and can't believe it. You know, why would they be? And then you get caught up in that. So that's what I mean by get out of that box. Take a risk and don't catch yourself in that spiral, or that spin cycle of behavior. And then when you pay attention, if you didn't pay attention to any other day this coming week, pay attention to Tuesday and just say, this is a really, that's a window of time twice in the month. And once in a while, actually, that it lands on a Tuesday. It just happened to land on a Tuesday, both Tuesdays this month. So June has been a really powerful time, being the sixth month of the Gregorian calendar. The six is also associated with Lord Murugan. So it's a clue. The divine is always trying to clue us, cue us, give us clues, and cue us into some things through numerology, sacred geometry, things like that, nature. So pay attention to these things, and then you'll see, oh, I have a way out. And Dr. Pillai says, you know, if you don't make the effort, the divine is just going to say, well, I'm here. Just come on, let's make it a team here. If you just say, oh, the divine's going to save me, you know, good luck. You know, it's like in the Bible, there's a guy who's drowning, God sends him a boat, the boat comes, and he says, no, no, it's okay, God's going to save me. The boat goes by, a bigger boat comes along, come on, jump in, no, 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 God's going to save me. And then this ocean liner, it's a big party boat, comes and says, hey, come on, you've been drowning long enough, jump in. No, 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 God's going to save me. Okay, see ya. So then the guy drowns, he dies, he goes to the gates of heaven. He's so mad at God, and he says, you know, you didn't save me. And he says, hey, what? I sent you 3 ships. What's your problem? So, you know, God is within us, and he's empowering us to think intelligently, to get us out of our destined challenges. If we're destined to drown, then don't. It's not a good idea. You just take the signs and then you make the shifts. And then if you're communicating with the divine all the time in a way that we're trying to present to you, where we just give you a heads up every week, so it's just a chunk of time that you can sort of manage versus it, oh my God, there's so much to do and it's such a big picture and how do I do my everyday stuff? So that day, Tuesday, is a really good day to commune with Lord Muruga and get some karma busted with Lord Shiva, as Radha mentioned, with the veil and then the Shivalingam or a rock if you have one. And then another day is Thursday, and that's a new moon day. And we've talked about new moons and ancestors. And ancestors are causing our challenges too. And then you can just do the tarpanam on that day if you don't do it every day, like we recommend, or Dr. Ply recommends doing it every day between sunrise and sunset. Do on that day, you can really commune with your ancestors, in that you can give them what they want, which is this white powder, rice powder or grains, and then this black sesame seed, which we've talked about lots of times previously. But that offering will help them to be at peace, and then they will bless you. So these are the tools, the spiritual tools, that might not make sense to the logical mind or the rational mind. It might sound a bit strange if you come from a different spiritual upbringing. But these are the tools that Dr. Ply has given us, and that says this is what will make your ancestors be at peace. And it doesn't take too long. You don't have to sit somewhere for hours and hours and hours. You can just go and do this on your own. And then that's it. Yeah, go ahead, Radha.
Yes, and each, along with the new moon, each new moon has a different energy every month because it's in a different zodiac. And this one, the Astrovid calendar for 2014 details this for every month. It tells you what's the energy of the new moon and what's the energy of the full moon for each month. It's really interesting. But so I'm just looking at that now. The new moon will be in Gemini this Thursday. And so the Astrovid calendar mentioned that this new moon has energy of Lord Shiva, the form called Rudra, and the birth star of that day later on in that day will be Ardra, which is ruled by Rudra. And if out of all the new moons, this new moon has safe and secured energy to start a new career. Act on measured risks for career betterment on this day. So that's kind of neat because it's talking about taking measured risks. That's the third house because Gemini is the natural third house. I'm just taking risks, but in a balanced way. And on the lines of Muruga, Muruga is actually the karaka or indicator or symbol of the third house. So he definitely helps us take risks. And when I have to stand up and talk in front of a big group or I have to talk to some people that I'm really nervous, generally I'll take the veil. I just have a small copper one that fits in my hand, and I'll just have it in my right hand, and no one knows. But it really helps. And I've actually stood in front of a mirror and without the veil, and just looked at my reflection, and then I pick up the veil in my right hand, and you can actually see the change. It's like this Whoa. Yeah, it's an interesting thing to try. Like, I just feel like this more energy, more strength flowing in. It's really neat, and it's simple, and it really works.
Fantastic. Now, where did you see that about the new moon on the calendar?
Actually, oh, yeah, this is the AstroVed calendar. It's just on the graphic for each, you know, the picture for each month.
Oh, okay.
It's kind of nice. It gives you a heads up each month. They have a different design every year, but this is what they have this year.
Oh, yes, I see now. Yeah, it's a great calendar to get if those of you who are listening now and you don't have an AstroVed calendar. It's so empowering, and it helps to keep you on track, keep us all on track, in a way that's really natural. And once you start to resonate with all these different things that we're talking about in your day-to-day life, you'll just feel more in tune with nature. As Dr. Playa said, we've gotten so far removed from nature, and we're so stuck in our thinking. And then we get into a rut, and as we know, nature is never in a rut. It's changing all the time, and it's doing it naturally. It's not like forced. It's organic. And if you can be in that, then you'll be more relaxed in your life, even if things are happening. And then the thought will come to you, you know, like Radha said, she just holds the veil in her hand, and when she's doing public speaking. And I know public speaking is just, it's a nightmare for a lot of people, including myself. I'm very shy in the public. But once I get going, and then I feel very comfortable. But then I'm always calling on the divine, you better be there, because I'll just mess things up. So it's, those are really good. The calendar is something that is really helpful, and it helps to sort of focus you every week. Instead of being overwhelmed, you can just take it day by day and just say, okay, what's the energy today? How come yesterday just was brutal for me? And then look at today, the next day, and then say, oh, that's something to look forward to. So you're in natural rhythm, just like if it's pouring rain or, you know, snowing or whatever it is, or it's boiling hot, you know, it's not going to stay that way for long, or if it does, then you govern yourself accordingly. And so you're empowering yourself versus just flip-flopping around like a dust in the wind. So, and then that will change your destiny. Because if you're destined to be miserable, because the weather's miserable or life is miserable, people are miserable around you, and you buy into that, well, that's your choice. But there's always so many other choices. And then when you're open to those destinies, those different choices, then you can experience miracles. So Gemini this month, these next 3 weeks, will really help you to be very flexible in your outlook, and then in your communication it'll be light. And as Radha said, it's the advisor, so you will be thinking and seeking advice in a way that's empowering, not telling you what to do, but just unbiased. Okay, here's your situation. This is what I would do. If I were you, you can take it or leave it. And you say, thank you very much. I'll either take it or I'll leave it. And then you just go on to the next, and it will just be like that. You won't be stressed out. So, Radha, do you have anything else that you wanted to share about this upcoming week?
No, I think that's pretty much covered it.
Great.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah, we just have, you know, Rahu Ketu transit is coming up. It's not immediately. It's about 3 weeks, but check, you know, we could talk about it closer to it. And then Guru Purnima, the full moon of the Guru, is right around, like the day before the Rahu Ketu transit. So, but that's not till July 11th and 12th in North America.
Mm-hmm. But thanks for reminding me, because I think Palai Center is putting on, like, you can get, there's going to be a live call with Dr. Palai, even if you can't go to Singapore. That's for Guru Purnima. He's going to be for Guru Purnima. He's also so graciously he's setting up a program where you can, I think it's going to be a two-hour call where he's going to do a live initiation on that day for everybody in the world who purchases that service. So that is on Pillai Center. And so if you can you know, afford to do that, then definitely I would recommend it, because it's I don't know about you, Radha, but I've either seen Baba in person during Guru Purnima, or I've done it on you know, something like this over the phone, or sometimes he has a webcast, and it's just so empowering.
Definitely. And I think it's interesting that it's happening right the day before Rahu Ketu transit, which only happens every year and a half and really affects all of us, you know. And so it just seems like it's going to be a big shift.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Okay, well, is there someone else who wants to? I see someone come up on the backboard here.
Hi, can I just ask a little question?
Yeah, Teresa. Who's this?
Hi, this is Ramya.
Oh, Ramya, how are you?
Hi, good, how are you doing?
Good.
Thank you, it was a wonderful meditation. It was great.
No.
But I got a question. I can never seem to get to your blog. What is the address of it? It always takes me to the page that asks me to join it. I can't
you
seem
have
to get to the actual blog.
Yeah, you have to join it to get there, to get the link.
I did join it.
Oh.
Then it gives you the link? So I've got an email somewhere that says the link, I suppose?
Yeah.
Okay.
You can't give it out. I don't even know.
You don't know what it is.
Yeah, I just have it saved.
I get to. Okay,
yeah.
I'll go look at my emails and see if I got it in there.
Yeah, send an email to Maria at PillaiCenter.com.
Okay.
Maria at PillaiCenter.com and ask her to find it for you.
Okay. Thanks a lot.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Oh, you're very welcome. How's it going for you, Ramya?
It's going wonderfully. I'm just, I meditate I'm trying to be real good and everything. I'm doing tarpanum and meditating
good.
Twice a day, and pretty lot. I'm having I keep having spiritual experiences of a type. I mean, like Lakshmi keeps coming to me, and it's what's wonderful. And then, in fact, told me to start writing after my meditations. I'm supposed to write whatever questions I have and answers every day.
Oh.
So that was really neat. I'm like going, woo. Most of my experiences, a lot of them happen when I go to Mass. So it's Christian, basically.
Yeah.
Dr. Pillai did say that Jesus, he believes anyway, is a incarnation of Shiva.
Mm-hmm.
That's what he said in his thing. So anyway, I'm kind of connecting all these things together. They must be all connected somehow up there.
Oh, great. I've heard.
Or inside of us.
Yeah, and so many people do experience that, Ramya, where they go back to the temple or the mosque or to the church or whatever their, cultural religious experience has been. And when they study with Dr. Pillai, it actually takes them deeper into that.
It has. It definitely has, yeah. It's very interesting. They feed off of each other.
Yeah.
It's very, very interesting how that happens. But anyway, so everything's good. I mean, I wish I could have taken the light body again, but it was just too much money right now. So someday I'll get back again.
Yeah, and there's also, I think there's going to be like a modified light body program for those people. Just keep checking the Pillai Center. And,
I think I got an email about it, but they don't have the details yet, I don't think.
Yeah, so just keep, if Dr. Pillai hears, from the soul level of the people who haven't been able to do the light body, the year-long one because of the cost and things like that, or the commitment, then, he's always listening at the soul level, and he knows when we cry out enough, and enough of us do, He will create a situation where we can get at least some of the teachings. And that is what has happened in the past couple of years, where he has done the mini light body program. He did a few levels of that. And I think that's coming out again, too. The third level is coming out soon. So don't be surprised if you can, jump on those programs. I think they're about 2 months or 3 months long, and they give you a good practice as well.
Yeah.
So stay tuned to that. Don't be disappointed, because your soul knows what it can and cannot do, and then Dr. Ply knows what you can and cannot do. And so if you want the light body, there are different variations that you're going to get, what you're going to get.
Yeah, that's true. So, okay. Well, thank you. And this is a wonderful program. It really helps me focus and feel like I'm not totally alone on this. In the earth.
You're not at all, Ramya. Anytime, you just come and join us.
All righty, thank you.
Bye-bye. Thank you. Yeah, so I'm seeing here, I just pulled up, it's lifecenterblogs.com is all one word, and then /Sundays-with-Sutrita/. But the best way to do it is, if you can't find that link in your email, anyone who's listening, then just send an email to Maria at Pillai Center, and she will definitely give you the link. Or you can send, yes?
This is Dia.
Dia.
I wanted to address that blog issue on they don't actually have a link on Pillai Center to get to the blogs, like they do on AstroVet to get to the AstroVet blog. But what you have to do is you have to type in blogs.pillaicenter.com, and it should take you directly to the blog. And on that page, there's a link for your page, Sundays with Sucharita, and a link for Answers with Venkatesh. And I think the regular Pillai Center blog. So they're all three on there. But you have to type in the address. It won't just take you from Pillai Center.
Oh, okay. Well, thanks for clearing that up.
You're welcome. And I also wanted to suggest that if you can tell them, it would be more helpful for them to put a link on the Pillai Center front page to get to the blog. In general, the same way they have it set up on AstroVet.
Yeah, I would like them to do that too, and I'm not really sure why they're not, but I will check tomorrow.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
What's going on with you, Dia?
Oh, everything's good. Just I was born under the Gemini, and when I was born, Mercury was retrograde and next to the sun and all that stuff, so I've been very introspective this past month, so I haven't been saying too much, but I've been out here listening.
You are definitely, your presence is felt. And everything's going good otherwise?
Yeah, otherwise, they're going good, yeah.
Oh, good. All right. So did you want to share anything, or are you just going to hang?
Not really. I want to say that I have been continuing to do the terpenum, but I had a question. And initially I thought that I wouldn't ask it openly, but I was like, well, somebody else might be going through the same situation. I'm in my mid-30s, so I still get my monthly cycle. And I was concerned as to whether I should be doing the terpenum during that time or not. Initially, I didn't, and one time I did, and I still felt trepidations about it, so I've still kind of been vacillating about it. And so I thought I should just ask, what is everybody else doing?
Yeah. It's a good question, and I'm going to answer that and then go a little bit beyond that. So the question is for females who are going through their monthly cycle, it's a time for clearing. So we're really tuned in to energetically to these divine beings and also to negative forces. So what is recommended is that you you don't participate in anything like a ritual or a fire lab or things like that. You can do mantras. You can still do the tarpanam, I believe. However, don't invite specific relatives or even in general, we shouldn't. Just say, this is for my ancestors, you know, who have passed. On my mother's side, on my father's side, just keep it really general. So no one comes and hangs out with you for the rest of the day. Because they say, oh, she's got the food. But if it's disturbing you after, you know, if you try it during one of your days of the cycle and it disturbs you, then don't do it. Okay, so just, I don't want to say black and white or, you know, hard and fast rules because everybody's different. So, but the general rule is, rule of thumb is if you're on a monthly cycle, then just stay away from fire labs, stay away from, you can listen to them, but don't participate in it, like putting the offerings into the fire. So if you're going through your cycle, don't participate in any kind of ritual directly. Indirectly, you can. You can get a service through Astrovet or Apply Center or listen to a fire lab through San Diego Hope, or Venkatesh has them going on in New York. You can do that. But don't go physically there if you're nearby and you're on your cycle, because it just can cause a lot of negativity into you. So it's just not worth it. So it's only a couple of days that you go through it, and then you can carry on. But you can, according to Dr. Ply, you can do your mantra practice. That's not a problem at all. Tarpanam, you have to just play it out. You see how it works for you. Does that help, Dia?
Yes, that's good. And I do want to say I have my other guru is Amma Karunamai, and she suggested silent meditation during those times. So
absolutely.
I do still do my mantra writing, and I do the mental chanting instead of the chanting out loud. But I was just kind of not sure as far as the tarpanam goes. So that helped to clear that up. And I do want to say also that I haven't had any negative experience whether I've done it or not. It's just the trepidation of thinking, oh, should I do it or not do it? Yeah.
Yeah, and then, see, some people, if they haven't fed their ancestors and then they start to do this tarpanam, like for myself, when Dr. Ply had given it out several years ago, and there was a few of us, I've told this story a few times, but I'll say it again, and our ancestors were so hungry, and they just, he had us going out every hour from sunrise to sunset to do it. And I'm telling you, it would just, like, knock me off my feet every hour. But now, several years later, fast forward, it's such a blissful experience. So, but I've done it every day as much as I can. If I'm traveling even, I will take it with me. And when I get, you know, get to a place where I can do it, and I know that it's between sunrise and sunset, then I go ahead and do it. And it's so protective. So in the beginning, you might get bombarded by these hungry ancestors. You know, govern yourself accordingly. If you do it first thing in the morning, it tends to be okay. If you do it closer to sunset, then that can be a little bit challenging in that, then they hang around after the sun is set. And then when the lights are out as the sun sets, even if you have lights on in your house, the energy is there saying, hey, what's going on here? So you want to, you can try to offer the tarpanam. And then if you don't want to even do it at home, because maybe that's something that's just not going to go very well with the rest of the family members or whoever you're living with, they might look at you sideways, you can just offer it during through Astrovet. They have a service that you can offer tarpanam, get the offerings done, and it gets done in in Kerala, and also it's a state in India, and it's actually, they call it God's country. It's so pure there. Not that the rest of India isn't, but this is, they do really pure rituals and remedies, and that's why Dr. Ply has chosen these kinds of ancestor tarpanums to be done there, because that's their specialty. You know, just as if you had to go to, you know, a lawyer, and it was you were going to work on your taxes or something like that, and then you went to a divorce lawyer. Well, you wouldn't go to a divorce lawyer, because you have to work on your taxes. So you go to a tax lawyer. So, you know, there's specialties for everything. But the tarpanum, if you can't do it at home and you want to experience it, then go through Astrovid. It's really powerful, and you'll feel it. The thing is that this technology, because it's on the spiritual plane, it hits your soul, and then you feel something, because at the soul level, that's what's making you to do whatever it is that you need to do in your life. So it's kind of a, on the new moon coming up, it's a great time to try it out. As Dr. Ply says, don't just listen to him with blind faith, so to speak. You do it on your own. It's your own life that you're experimenting with. It's your own spiritual path. Even though we're all on this together, we're all in the same boat here with Dr. Ply, Ply Center, Astrovid, we all have different experiences. And no one is better or worse than the other. We're just trying to come together and see how we can, you know, evolve and then support one another and give some encouragement and then and keep, so that we will keep on the path, because it's not, you know, it's not like an everyday thing that you can talk about in your daily life. So try that out on the new moon and then see what you feel like afterwards. And then as you're going along, then there's another new moon coming up that comes up every month, and then it has a new meaning, as Radha was saying. It's a really powerful time. If you haven't been able to break through in your career or your business or your purpose in life, then this is the new moon where you can get a fresh, clean slate. Yeah. Is that helpful, Dia?
Yes, and I also wanted to say two things that I've been testing out that might be helpful for others is that I've been doing the Aura Watch, so I have been doing the tarpanum only during the good time, whenever that falls each day.
Ah.
And I also try to make sure that if I'm not going to, like, I'll try to look a day ahead, because on the Aura Watch app, you can look ahead on the calendar to see when it's going to fall on the next day. And I have been noticing that the times correspond to the waxing and the waning phases of the moon. So I've been getting in tune with that. And if I know I'm not going to be awake or be at home, I will try to do it during one of the auras that is a good aura for doing spiritual things, which I think is Mercury and Sun, and I think Jupiter are those good hours. So I try to do it during those times, and I don't like to do it in the house, because I'm not living at my own house, so I don't know what other energies are in the house. Based on the others that are living here. So I want to make sure that I don't, even though I know nothing's going to bother me, it may bother the people that I'm living with. So I try to, there's a tree outside of the house that I park next to. So I always do it out there. And I really feel like when I don't do it or when I'm not doing it, I feel a pull, like it's always somebody waiting for me to get out there and do it.
I say that
because there are people in my family that have been sick and in the hospital for months, and just, you know, hanging on, waiting around, and I could I don't know, I just felt in my spirit, in my mind, that this particular day, I needed to do it. Like, so even though my cycle is on, I went out and I did it. And then I heard a couple of days later that that particular relative had passed. And I said, well, you know, maybe in the spirit realm, they told her that, hey, your relative is doing this.
Aww.
Meet her there, and she will help you, you know, to get where you need to go. So I feel pulled to do it more than anything to help all the generations of my family, past and present. And we just celebrated my mother's family's family reunion this past weekend on Father's Day weekend. So we had a lot going on, and I had a lot of trepidations about it because of the dynamics with my mother's family. And also I participated minimally, mainly because I was working, but, you know, I was happy about that. But it went well. It went well. There were some shaky moments that I heard about after the fact, but I wasn't present during those times. But it's just a matter of the younger generations, or not necessarily the younger ones, but my generation perpetuating the cycle of what happened in the past. So I feel like if God has chosen me to be the one for my family to try to break down those strongholds that are holding us back, these are just simple things that I can be doing to do that, because I know there have been times in our lives from generation to generation that, you know, the ones that tried to break the cycle tried to use violence or tried to use, ill tactics in order to break the cycle. And I know that that's, I'm more like Gandhiji. I want to take the nonviolent route, so I'm always praying and petitioning God about what can I do to do things legally and rightfully and without harming anybody, but to bring peace to the family. So these are the things that have come to me over the years to do, and I feel like they're simple in reference to the fact that I could be negative-minded and just continuing on the negativity. So I'm thankful to be chosen.
That's beautiful, and it's very well said, because, you know, that's something that maybe we'll be hearing from others as well during this transit of the sun and with Mercury retrograde in Gemini, where we are reflecting and saying, hey, you know, my purpose isn't just to go out and make the money and pay my bills and do this and do that and so on and so on. Maybe what it is I'm, like you said, that I'm chosen, or I have chosen to accept that I will do whatever I can to make my world, meaning my family, my friends, everyone who I interact with, to be more peaceful. And as you said, ask God or the divine or whoever it is that's your higher self, your soul self, to empower it to do that. And these techniques are so, like, simple and easy to do, like, time-wise, and also setting it up. You know, it's not too much. And like Dr. Pillai says, and there's no hard and fast rules. You know, there are some, a little bit of structure, but just go and do this thing and let it show you. And then it doesn't have to be, oh, my God, I'm taking on the burden of the whole thing. You know, I'm not saying that that's what you are saying, Dia, but, you know, you have, when I first started doing the remedies, this tarpanum, I just saw all these dark souls, these lost souls who were my family, my ancestors. And I'm like, is there any light out there? Is there any, like, anyone else to help me out there? And then I just kept doing it. And then more and more light came. So, you know, it's not like you have to suffer. You know, that's one of the things that I would like everyone here or listening is to just put in the consciousness that this is a time in the history of the world, in the history of all, everyone who's has an inkling of spirituality, that you can take leaps and bounds, meaning that you don't have to grind and, you know, sweat and tears and bloodshed and all the rest to be on the spiritual path. You just have to do a few things. Get conscious. Find out how you can naturally move in the world, and then the divine will show up. That's what's going to happen. So make a commitment to being observant to that. And with Jupiter in Cancer, we talked a little bit about it, it's going to give a lot of optimism. So even if you think, oh, nothing's happened, never going to happen, and oh, I got to do this, and all Jupiter will just say, okay, whatever, you know, you had your little indulgence in your moment of despair, but just come out of it now. So it's in the sign of Cancer, which is the sign that's very emotional. So just get emotional about your path and just say, you know what? Suffering just doesn't cut it anymore. It's just not a good idea on any level. So just allow me, expand my consciousness enough that it wipes out, just like a spotlight would, or if you have all these cameras on a movie set, you can't even see what's going on the movie set when the cameras are just blaring, right? So you just want to get rid of all the negativity. All you want to see is the light. And then that light, that optimism that you will create will get you through the day, and then the next day, and the next day, and the next day. So when you're doing your practices, you're just saying, there's so much light in me that nothing is going to touch me. My mantras are going to be protecting. Mantra means mind protection. So you just can keep doing the mantra, or if you don't even remember the mantra, just imagine the spinning discus in your head, the veil. If you don't even remember that, get one, get a veil, and you can order them on Palai Center or Astrobed, and just have it with you all the time. Like Radha said, she has it with her. So all these things that you can do, the lime and the lemon, is really good to do on Pradosham too. I don't think we mentioned that today. We mentioned it previously. But just that becomes a surrogate for all of the negativity. So just to, you know, roll it around your head or your neck and shoulders, and then just imagine the negativity getting absorbed into that, and then cut it and throw it away. And that's it, finished. And some people do 108, some people do, you know, 9 or whatever it is. But you just do what you do. And allow yourself, your intuition, to tell you how much it is to do. If someone says, oh, I had to do 108, blah, 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 and you only have to do one, great. You know, that's fine. But if somebody says, oh, I just did one, and you have to do 108, don't worry about it. That's what you had to do. You know, we got to do what we have to do. That's it. And then the divine will say, oh, my God, this person is just, like, so diligent, like, so committed. And I'll take care of the rest of the things. And one of the things, too, is during this time, you'll probably want to read more. So go in, delve into those spiritual books. Or, you know, if you're interested in the Hindu or the Indian mythology and all that stuff, and you're drawn to that because of Dr. Palai, that's fine. You can go and read the Ramayana. You don't have to read the whole thing, but you might be drawn to it. And when you read those books like Mahabharata, Ramayana, you know, that will tell you something. It will hit your soul. It will tell you in stories. It's like the ancients in storytelling. You know, the grandmothers would tell the kids, or the grandfather would tell the kids the stories, you know, of, you know, how it was.
Hello?
And then, yeah? Who's this?
I'm sorry, this is Nanya.
Nanya! Oh.
Hi?
Nanya?
This is Ramya.
Oh, Ramya.
Yeah. Sorry, I just got one more little thing I wanted to say. I got the link to the blog. It isn't connected. It's really hard to get. But anyway, it's Pillai Center Blogs, blogs.com.
Pillai
and then
Center
Sundays blogs. It's got an S. It's not just blog. It's blogs. And then Sundays / with Sucharita. /Sucharita. So there's all the blogs are on there, so you could be able to get them at least.
Oh, okay. Was that in your email?
No, I had to go I had a link to the basic page that was just Pillai Center's blog. Yeah, I did have a link to that.
Okay.
So yeah.
Well, thank you so
much.
Thank you so.
And I just wanted to say one little teeny thing about Tarpanum, because I've had some experiences, and we don't have too much time or anything, but just what happened to me was when I first started, I was doing 6 generations on my mother's side and then 6 generations on my father's side, and then I started to do 12 generations, and then I started thinking, that's kind of stupid. Why am I doing 12 generations? Well, what was funny was one day when I had stopped doing the 12 generations and I was doing 6 again, and all of a sudden my brother, who is deceased, came to me. I mean, I could feel him, and he came in my mind and he said, "No, you've got to do the 12. You've got to do the 12 because I'm gathering the people." So
Aww. It
was like really funny. So now I do 12 all the time.
That's what I'm saying. So you're listening to your intuition, right? And then you're getting the cues, and then you'd govern yourself accordingly, or you modify the techniques. So that's really good.
Anyway, so I decided to tell you that little thing. So thank you.
No, thank you.
All right.
Thanks.
Bye bye.
Thanks so much, Ramya.
Hello.
Yes.
Nanya. Yes, I'm fine. I don't know what happened to my phone.
That's okay. Mercury retrograde.
Yeah, Mercury is in my chart. It's strong in my chart, by the way. And it's and I would like to say, in terms of the Tarpanon, I do 16 generations. I was doing when I first started, well, a long time ago. I've always had an altar, and you offer water and everything to your ancestors. I mean, I always kept an altar. And then when Dr. Pillai started telling us about, Tarpanon, I started out, doing like, 6 generations. And I went to 8. And then for some reason, I got this, I don't know what it was, a thought that came into my head that I should do 16, stay at 16. So I guess for each person, it could be different.
Yeah.
As to how many generations. And then, of course, and I wanted to mention, like, during this time, like, I've been on a spiritual path a long time, not necessarily with Dr. Pillai. It just seems that being with Dr. Pillai since, I think, 2007, when I saw him on, I never met him. I've only seen him on YouTube, or I listened to him on a telecast or webcast, which is still somewhat a physical meeting. But, since I, been following him, whatever had happened over the years, along the spiritual path became more refined. And it's really made a difference. Like, things that might not have made sense at the time, it's like they really make sense now. And he has bought a lot. I could just tell the difference. And just really, really fine-tune what was happening in the past. I mean, it kind of just made it better. Even though when I was a kid, I was like a psychic, but you didn't go around telling people that because, you're nuts. seeing things happening before they actually occurred, kids just didn't do that. But now I try to get rid of the, I think I did kind of get rid of it so that it wouldn't happen. But I think now it's starting to reoccur again. and mm-hmm. I think I know what to do with it. Mm-hmm. You know, with the gift, you know, and where you're not afraid of it, or you know, you're not gonna go around telling a person that something's happening to them, that you know, it's a way to do that versus, you know, blurting it out and then everything falls apart and then the person's life mm-hmm. is, you know, could change. So I think that following Dr. Pillai has really refined a lot, and also doing this transit, I noticed that like a lot of the divine beings, I'm getting a lot of I'm not bombarded. It's something I'm welcome and I'm glad it's happening. But I noticed that more and more the veil is lifting up more.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas, let me see, how can I put it? Like the energies of the different spirits and the deities, I'm experiencing them more. And then this transit became even more heightened. And I could really feel with Murga and with Ganesha, it's even more pronounced during this last transit with Jupiter.
Yes.
So I can definitely say that it's doing the talking on makes a difference, and also the different transit, paying attention to what happens. Because I was kind of going to like some negative stuff earlier this week, and I thought, you know what, it's not really all that negative. It's just whatever your perception is. Just forget about it, and it happens, so what? And normally I would just carry it on and on and on. It'd just be just a big grudge about nothing. But I can see myself actually not even being bothered with that. And when you mentioned reading, long time ago, one of my parents gave me, they were fine books on Buddha and gave me books, even though I didn't know anything about Buddha. I don't know even why they even gave them to me, but they would give me books on Buddha and then ask me, you know, what is he about? But one of the books they gave me a long time ago, or they found at a flea market, was the autobiography of a yogi.
Oh, my God, the best.
You read it over and over again over the years. I read it over and over again, but I never really understood it until just recently what he was going through. Dr. Pillai mentioned it. I thought, oh, I already got that book. So I just looked at it again. And it talks about all the things that Dr. Pillai is trying to convey to us, his teaching, you know, the light body, and what happened to this guy's guru and how he became a guru. I mean, just his whole life. And that book is really good. I think it's a good time to read it.
Yeah. So that's the Paramahansa Yogananda autobiography of a yogi, right?
Yes. It is. I think it's a very good time to read that book. Everything that Dr. Pillai is talking about, not everything, but some of the things that he mentions is also in that book. You kind of can get a more visual. You kind of understand it better. I mean, I had that book ever since, the fifth grade or something. I mean, it was the old book. But I really, really understand it more. And then so I've been going back over each day, kind of like reading different parts of it. And
it's
really tuned to what's happening. I mean, this is a good time this is really a good time, I think, for a lot of things. So I just wanted to mention that. And then the astrologer mentioned real quick about Rahu and Ketu, which are the snake planets. And I have chickens. And for some reason, it never happened before, but there's more and more snakes are coming around. They're not harmful. They just eat the chicken eggs, and they kind of agitate my chickens. But I don't kill them or anything. I just, you know, like throw them out, and then they come back.
Don't kill them.
I don't kill snakes because they help around their chicken yard. Like they get the mice and any other pets.
Mm-hmm.
So I've never been the type. I'm not afraid of them, so I've never been the type to kill them. But they just get in my chicken nest, and then they eat a couple of the eggs, and then you have to just throw them out, you know, over the fence, and
mm-hmm.
then
mm-hmm.
they're gone for a couple of weeks, and then they come back. But I thought about that. There's got to be some relation to that.
Absolutely.
There's like four or five of them that keep showing up. And then they'll hang around. They'll go around your leg. But they're not poisonous or anything. They just eat the egg. and they just agitate your chickens, you know. But I know that has something to do with this planet, this this transit is coming up. No, but I don't kill them or anything like that.
Yeah, it's a sign. And thank you for bringing that up because Rahu, and we'll talk about it more, but Rahu Ketu, it's really good to get that report that's offered through AstroVed or the Jupiter Transit report. Like you said, anytime you can get those reports, if you didn't participate in the actual transit date, that's fine. Get the reports because it will tell you, you know, what is lying ahead for you. So if you have a map of where you're going, it's so helpful. And then you don't stress out about things. So, you know, it will give you clues. And the snake, you can look up. I know we've talked about it before. Go on to do a Google search and just put snake totem or snake animal totem. And it will give you some insights into your life. And it will resonate, the message will resonate with the person depending on, you know, what kind of message comes and how they interpret it. It doesn't matter. We're all, you know, whatever resonates with us, that's how we're going to get clues about what we should do and the actions that we should take. But also it can represent the Kundalini energy. So it can be very spiritual too, but you can't let it get out of control because it can poison.
Yeah,
so,
right.
You know, like you were saying about being psychic, maybe it was a mechanism, a safety mechanism that got shut off because maybe it would have been misused or you would have been misused for having those abilities. And so now at this age and stage of your life, you know you have it, you can develop it again, but then you use it more wisely because it's, you know, people say, oh, this person's psychic, blah, blah, blah. But they can also pick up a lot of karma too. So
right,
you don't
right.
want to have too much psychic abilities. Can you get too busybody into someone's life, so to speak? And then you become part of their life. You got enough karma of your own. I don't need any more, right? So it might be a time where, yeah, if you do have some latent psychic abilities, clairvoyance, clairaudience, and that starts to get activated, then just start to read about it. And that's why I say read these, like you were saying, read these books like Autobiography of Yogi, read even the Bible, read religious texts or spiritual texts. And that will help you to see because you'll just be drawn to it. That's why we can't really say you should do this or you should do that. We're giving you some ideas and then you can just go and then whatever, I used to just go in the bookstore and it would just fall, literally some of times it would fall off and I go, oh, I thought I was going to get this, but this is better for me. I like this book. You know, it was like food for the soul and it made more sense to me, you know, so, you know, it's a time where we are, you know, we have the internet and things like that, and you don't have to go to a physical bookstore. You can see the internet, you know, just read some pages, like paragraphs, and then close your eyes and just say, oh, my God, what did that do to me? I feel something different in me. And then your thinking will be different. So it's not to just read the story for saying, oh, I read this 900 and whatever page book. You know, yay for me. It's not like that. It's like what is going to be the food for thought, food for your soul, and all the masters that have gone before you have given that word or that guidance or their own experience that you can kind of like, oh, that's what's going on with me. Or that's maybe what's going on with me. Thank God I didn't have to do that suffering that he had to go through or she had to go through. I get to do it in my home and, you know, not in a cave or something like that. So, but the experience will be kind of guiding you and then also motivating you and encouraging you to continue on with your spiritual path. So, yeah, so these are really great things that we've talked about today. And I think Nanya just went off. So, yeah, being with Dr. Pillai, it was beautiful how you said it, Nanya, is that being with Dr. Pillai is refining. And so many people who've come on the path, the past couple 20 years that I've been around, have said that he's very subtle. But the subtler you go, the more refined it is, and then the less painful it is as well. So the shift can happen that much faster. So I hope this has been an enjoyable call for everyone, and it's been wonderful, all the sharing and the tips and the tools and the different things that people are going through. Thank you so much, Rod, if you're still around on the call, for laying out what we can be aware or alert of and implement in our lives as far as the sun's transit goes in Gemini, and then we've got Mercury there as well. It was really helpful to see that, it's going to be a fun transit. It's going to be an interesting transit. It's going to be something where we are going to be able to communicate more effectively with people about spirituality and not be so, timid. Or, in the past I've said something and then they, got blasted. This is where we can be a little bit more courageous and take risks and step out of our box that we put ourselves in. So I hope everyone's enjoyed it. Heads up for Pradosham. If you have debt, credit card debt especially, you just pray on that day and just say, please just do it, because I have done everything and I can't get the answer to my problem. And then the new moon, you do the tarpanum. And then we will see you next week, and we'll share with you what's going to be for that week ahead. So take care, everyone. God bless. Please put in your consciousness Guru Purnima. It's the most powerful full moon of the year to communicate with the goddess energy. So if you have not been able to manifest, this is the time, and it's also because the grace of the Guru will give you that goddess energy, whether you're a male or a female. It has to come alive in you to make things happen. The goddess is about materializing things. So Dr. Pillai will be in Singapore if you can make it there. That's great. It's so powerful to be with him in person. And it also, through Pillai Center, it's so powerful to be connecting with him for 2 hours, which will turn out, it will feel like 15 minutes. He will just take you into a different space, and your soul will be so invigorated. And then being in Jupiter in Cancer, you're going to feel really, really empowered and feel optimistic about your life in the coming year. So that's happening on July 12th, 13th, depending on where you are in the world, Rahu Ketu transit as well. So those are two biggies coming up. See what you can do to budget, put it into your budget, and then we'll talk more about it for those people who can't afford to do the web or the call or the service. Then we'll give you lots of different ways that you can tune in and get the grace and blessings. All right, everyone, God bless you. Have a wonderful week, and thanks again for tuning in. Bye-bye.